One of Wednesday's biggest news stories for Michigan, Ford Motor Company has broken a record for North American sales. Ford says net income rose 15% in the first quarter to $1.6 billion as record North American profits overcame weakness in Europe and South America. Revenue rose 10%, which beat Wall Street's forecast. But as best as I understand it, all the automakers appear to be really struggling in Europe. Still plenty of economic uncertainty and challenges festering in the Eurozone. You're listening to Current State here on WKAR. I'm Mark Bayshore. The head of the Lansing Economic Area Partnership says he can report progress regarding the NioWave pole barn. For months, the particle accelerator company and residents of Lansing's Walnut neighborhood have been arguing over how to improve the appearance of the structure. And LEAP Executive Director Bob Trezise updates the situation for us now. Hi, Bob.
Mark, how are you?
I'm well. What's NioWave going to do then?
Well, we've spent the last 45 days, Mark, that being LEAP, trying to see if we couldn't find a pragmatic middle ground to solve the problem. And just to remind everybody again, as you reiterated, this is people refer to it as a pole barn, but it's a building that was extended onto the NioWave building in the Walnut Street neighborhood in the city of Lansing. Very, very important company doing incredibly strategic work that is becoming known around the world, and they're hiring a lot of people, and they're really going to be a terrific company. They are a terrific company. And we have a great neighborhood, a wonderful historic neighborhood, great people, and yet we have this problem that the look of the building, as the signs say, fix the facade, is the problem. So for the last 45 days, Mark, we, myself and our team here, has done a lot of extensive surveying of the neighborhood, has negotiated directly with NioWave. And it's been a very difficult process, I must say, but we have reached, we think, a solution. And the solution is not perfect, but it's a very good solution. It dramatically improves the facade and the landscaping and everything else about the building, ranging from the roof being painted to the building being painted to a brick facade going around most of the building along the bottom of it to trees and shrubbery. And their windows, okay, they're fake windows, but they kind of break up the building a little bit, and there are other features like that that break up the building. And, you know, we, again, there was a lot of surveying done of the neighborhood, and if the choice is this or the way the building looks now, and that is the choice, Mark, in front of us now, is we have to ask everybody, what do we want? And NioWave has agreed to doing this current picture of the building, the rendering. And the vast majority of the neighborhood through this survey has said, we'll take this solution. It's vastly better and improved than what it is.
They'll take it, they'll take it and they like it, or they'll take it and they don't like it. Do you know?
Well, I think that many neighbors are not going to be fully satisfied, Mark. But many of the neighbors are, the vast majority of the neighbors are satisfied enough. And NioWave has agreed, and they've gone a long way, too. I've taken it as far as I can. People, we've got a solution, and people can, you know, now have to make a decision. Actually, it'll be the city council that will have to make the decision as to whether, because we've incorporated these changes, every detail of it, into the tax abatement request. And we said that if NioWave does not do exactly what's supposed to be done for this solution in within 1 year of the abatement being approved, then the city council can go back and revoke the tax abatement. So there are very strong milestones put into the plan, and that's what we're working on. This is the best we can come up with. This is the solution. We think it's it's not perfect, Mark. It's definitely not perfect, but it's very good. It satisfies the majority of the neighbors, and NioWave has agreed to it. This is something that no one has been able to get done in the last 8 or 10 months, I'll remind everybody.
I'm curious, how much has NioWave agreed to spend on the project?
They'll spend $101,000, and then the Lansing Brownfield Revolving Loan Fund will spend $114,000. That $114,000 is not taxpayer money, doesn't come from the general fund. In fact, it comes from developers. And we look at it as an investment in the neighborhood. It's going to profoundly improve the neighborhood because it's going to change dramatically the look of the property in a much more positive way.
Bob, we're talking with Bob Trezise about Nio Wave and the structure at Nio Wave. I guess we should stop referring to it as a pole barn. Is that a misnomer?
I think it is because amazing things are being done inside. I mean, a lot of prototype. It's a prototype building. Prototype work is happening inside the building, and it's truly cutting-edge technology. And by the way, Nio Wave is going to hire, as part of this deal, 25 more. They're going to invest $5 million in the city in equipment, and they're going to hire 25 more people at an average salary of $60,000. So Nio Wave is putting an enormous amount of money into this. To say that Nio Wave is putting in just $101,000 is not correct.
Have you spoken with anybody on the city council or the mayor or anyone really at the city about how we avoid these kinds of situations in the future?
Well, I think the mayor and the city council and the neighborhood group has been terrific in coming together and working on an ordinance solution that would avoid this, because it should be avoided. Nobody foresaw this happening, nobody. And, obviously we don't want to be in this place again. Economic development is critical with neighborhood development, and we want the two to go hand in hand. And we're putting the best foot forward that we can in this situation, but we want to avoid it in the future. So that is up at City Council, too.
Bob Trezise is the head of the Lansing Economic Area Partnership. He's been updating the Nio Wave situation in the Walnut neighborhood. Thank you, Bob.
You're welcome, Mark. Thank you.